Hey guys, in the midst of all the chaos, a holiday has come and gone. May 28th, Menstrual Hygiene Day.
Today is World Menstrual Hygiene Day, an initiative started five years ago by a German-based organization called Wash United.
It's a movement
that has since spread across
the world.
The jokes
just write themselves.
I'm Dilshad Berman, writer for citynews.ca. Now, this
Indian woman, second year
May 28th has also been declared Menstrual Hygiene Day in Toronto. It's an opportunity to raise awareness about the issue.
She couldn't wait to do this story.
Mayor Tory made an official proclamation, which reads in part, Menstrual Hygiene Day is a growing global movement that has garnered support at the local, regional, and national levels.
Why?
This support is helping to break the silence
and build awareness about the fundamental Why do we need to talk about it at all? Just fix your shit. Shut up.
In the life of menstruators.
Menstruators.
Along with
we're victims. We have our period.
The proclamation is also backed up with some concrete action. Earlier this month, the city voted to spend $220,000 to provide access to free menstrual
Your
hygiene.
Tax dollars at work, guys.
And respite centers, and also
Men shouldn't have to pay for
dispensers
that.
At these locations. Now, advocates and activists call that a huge win, but author Amanda Laird says there's
Amanda.
A lot more involved than
there's
just
always an Amanda
to
involved
products.
With shit like this.
It can't just be about products.
By the way, she has
a
podcast called Heavy Flow. I know you want to listen to that. Amanda Laird,
really
Heavy
exciting.
Flow.
However, first
what
of
could
all,
she be talking about?
Poverty, and also
she's heavy and she has a flow.
Provide true
she's heavy flow.
Equity either. And we really need to start looking at some of the other issues around menstruation.
Other issues
well,
around
like
menstruation.
Eight,
what
right?
what issues? Why is there any issue at all?
Pain.
Why do we have to hear about this?
Like
aren't your fucking mood swings enough? Your husband is as much of a victim as you are. Yes, more education. Teach us shit in kindergarten. How to deal with your menstrual cycle. I'm sure they're already starting to do that. Shut up, Amanda Hugging
Now,
Kiss.
Amanda also says that education and access
Amanda
to menstrual
says,
hygiene
what Amanda
has
says goes.
Effects well beyond women's health. We've got that and more about World Menstrual Hygiene Day on our website, citynews.ca.
Oh, let me jump right over there and check that out. Here's the official proclamation from Mayor John Tory of Toronto, May 28, 2019. Whereas Menstrual Hygiene Day, MH, raises awareness of the challenges menstruators face due to menstruation. What man would write a sentence like this? The challenges menstruators face due to menstruation. Well, what else would it be due to? Due to menstruation and highlights the importance of menstrual hygiene and solutions to these challenges. When did these things become challenges? Fucking A. MH Day is a growing global movement, another reason we should stop globalism, that has garnered support at the local, regional, national, and local levels. This support is helping to break the silence and build awareness about the fundamental role that good menstrual hygiene management plays in the lives of menstruators. Well, how'd it work for you, John Tory? Ya pussy! The City of Toronto supports organizations, I'm sure if I lived there I would not support it, supports organizations and individuals committed to raising awareness about disease, conditions, and illnesses that affect all Canadians. Except all men, which this has nothing to do with. Through education, fundraising, and support, the health and well-being of our communities are improved. Now, therefore, I, Mayor John Tory, on behalf of Toronto City Council, do hereby proclaim May 28, 2019, as Menstrual Hygiene Day in the City of Toronto. Well, shit, we just missed their celebration a couple days ago. That's right, it would have been the second anniversary. I would love to go to the parades, wouldn't you? Could only imagine what the floats look like. Big old bloody tampon on wheels. Hey, you can have all the pussy hat marchers go around alongside next to it. Just coincide this with fucking International Women's Day. It'll all work out. Doesn't it sound like that this mayor has a big gaping vagina himself? That seems to be a problem in North America. Too many pussified governors and pussified mayors. All born with vaginas, yet all born as men. What the fuck? Let's start the show.
Hello, My name is John Torrey, and I'm the mayor of Toronto.
And I'm a pussy.
I am going to read you a story sitting right here in the mayor's office.
Where I do nothing but play with my wiener all day.
Perhaps some of you can come and visit me one day at the Toronto
City Hall. He wants the kids to come visit
me. One of the things we do in the city of Toronto is we have a wonderful library system. It's called the Toronto
Public Library. And we also celebrate menstrual health.
And they have a program called Virtual Story Times. And that allows people like me.
Doesn't he have a pedophile voice?
To bring this story.
You've been to Epstein Island, you fuck.
At home. And so today, what I'm going to read to you is a book that is called I Am Canada.
I am Canada,
and it's written by somebody called Heather Patterson.
Somebody
and
called.
And we have permission to read that
somebody
story to
called
you. I Am Canada
out
from
there.
Scholastics Canada.
I thought they were all about women's
let's
empowerment.
Go.
Ah, that's somebody called
Canada,
Heather.
A celebration by Heather Patterson.
The celebration, bitches.
I am Canada.
I feel sorry for
I
Canada.
I run, I swim, I skate. I dance.
I waste tax dollars.
I skim over the snow on my toboggan. I have space. I read. I learn.
Not very well.
I draw. I dream. I stay out late and see the northern lights.
It's nice he's not reading a more complicated book.
I watch. I touch. I listen.
Myself.
I make up my mind. I decide to build a castle. I am.
Why'd they dub that over? Did he fuck it up?
I am Canada. I am cool.
No, you're not.
Summer. And
you are so not fucking cool.
In winter.
Mayor Ford was cool. He smoked crack in office.
And floppy in the fall. I eat pizza, pierogies, and peppers.
And soy.
I eat meatballs and muffins.
Eat balls, all
right. And mangoes. I am quiet. I am curious.
I am bi-curious.
I am friendly. I am funny.
I am gender neutral.
I explain. I explore.
I have purple hair.
I enjoy. I share. I sing. I celebrate.
I have a tattoo on my ass.
I am Canada.
Canada is
what
fucked.
A wonderful country we live in. I am Canada. There's the book right there by
not
Heather
one
Connor
mention
from
of hockey. Go
from
fuck
Scholastics
yourself.
Canada. And I hope you enjoyed I Am Canada. And I hope you understand
you could barely read
how
it.
Lucky
you had to overdub a couple parts
like this. Thank you very much for letting me read you this story. I am Canada.
Go change your tampons.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, buddy.
I think I got my period.
2020, bruh. I'm a keep surging, dropping that diversion. Just be looking around, this motherfucker getting worse and out of control. This bullshit's taking its toll. Must continue this flow, cause I know where to go. So, keeps it real as I can, falling for the scam. Destruction of our liberty is all part of the plan. Fucking individualism, we must pick a side. Mainstream media even forgot this mother's gay pride. Busy with the great divide, where they ride. The bullfuck virus and the curfew's gotta stay inside. Unless you wanna loot, the cops ain't gonna shoot. They won't even show up, just go ahead and blow up. Your own fucking home, got no brain in your dome. So glad I'm alone, fuck Attack of the Clones. So go ahead and ask me, that what's it all about? None of it for justice, all for the clout.
What
wow.
happened to the COVID? Ain't stopping y'all from the protest. Are you admitting it was bullshit? Like I said from the go-get, we're getting paid.
That's right, that's right. Big Airy Phil Podcast 161. And, well, y'all join yourselves out there. God bless America, where we honor the unjust killing of one individual by destroying property and injuring and killing more individuals, many of whom were not the white cops that you're out protesting. Good job, America. Give yourselves a fucking round of applause. And the rest of you out there, are you enjoying your Virtue Signal Tuesday? Putting those little black squares in your profile? You're so special. Yes, you must be commended for your good works that anybody could do at the snap of a finger. That was all started by Warner Brothers Records, by the way. They decided, we're not going to come into work to show our support for George Floyd. Like, that makes any sense. Hey, at least you have the choice whether to come into work or not. Some of us haven't had that choice in the last 3 or 4 months. Thanks to the bullfuck virus. But these record executive fucks, we're going to show solidarity by not putting out shitty music today. Well, you know what? Stay closed for the rest of our lives, please. Maybe all you record companies, follow suit. Don't ever come back to work. Nobody's going to miss you. And you looters, if you vet your way into Burbank, the cops there are kind of assholes. You may not get away with it. If you do, just saying, Warner Brothers Records is right there. You can't miss it. What is this now? Day 8 of this lunacy? This shit happened over a week ago. In fucking Minneapolis. Yes, don't even tell me. It's another white cop and a black man. You know why? That's all you see? Because that's all the media shows. It goes on a lot more than you see, and a lot of other shit goes on a lot more than you'll ever see. But there's a fucking narrative that they have to stick to. And they have to let you know that Whitey is evil. Every cop is evil, and all Whiteys are evil. That's the fucking message. And you Whiteys running around with your Black Lives Matter signs, come here, let me talk to you for a minute. Let me smack you around like Moe did to Curly on the Three Stooges. You know, it's bad enough when the politicians pander, but you motherfuckers are pandering in the lowest form of pandering. You motherfuckers are so terrified, so afraid of being labeled racist. You'll do anything to try to correct the past mistakes of Whitey. Stuff you had nothing to fucking do with. You believed the narrative. If you sit there watching CNN, MSNBC, or any fucking news network, this is what's fucking etched into your fucking head, as well as teachers and college professors. And your dopey Hollywood retarded celebrities, many of whom are whiter than a fucking piece of paper, telling you how bad it is to be white, how evil it is to be white. Anytime any crisis comes up, it's bad to be white. I'm not part of them. I'm going to hide under the table. It's not me. I'm not racist. I have lots of black friends. You're doing two things. You're lying, number one, and number two, you're virtue signaling, something everybody loves to do now. As I said, with all the black squares, trying to find on Instagram. See, the point of having a profile picture is it's easy to find people. Sometimes you don't recognize the name because people change their names all the time on there. But you can find that picture pretty goddamn easily. When everybody has a fucking picture of a black square, all it tells me is you're fucking robots. I'm just doing what the next man does for social media clout. Oh, I got 5 likes for posting a black square. My day is complete. And if you don't post a black square, you're racist. That's funny. I didn't see a lot of black people posting black squares. Why is that? Because they feel they don't need to? Why do you feel you need to, Whitey? You can easily find me on Instagram, Big Angry Phil. No black square there. I've got the same profile picture I've had since 2014. It's me at the Laugh Factory with Tom Likas and Be Funny Live. Still one of the greater highlights of my life. That was fucking kick-ass. So I still have that as my profile pic, and I'm not going to change it. Not for any cause. I don't give a fuck. Putting some stupid thing in your avatar for a day doesn't change anything in the world. All it does is say, I'm a conformist, I'm a conformist, I'm a conformist. I will do what everybody else does. Oh, I got 5 more likes. I'm a conformist. Go fuck yourselves. But as I mentioned earlier, it is Pride Month. Did you know that? You were aware of that? Usually you're aware of that because usually the media beats you over the head with it 2 months prior. And the story I led off with, the menstrual health day, that is a real thing, by the way. Look it up. And the Toronto mayor, John Tory, oh, that was his baby. Oh, he couldn't wait to have Toronto celebrate that for the second year in a row. Except nobody was celebrating. Because we had the bullfuck virus, and then, of course, the George Floyd case. That's right when about when it broke out, and the Minnesota riots started happening. So that got swept under the rug. And I don't hear one fucking story about Pride Month shoved down our throat, as it usually is. The gays must be pissed the fuck off, huh? Jesus Christ, we finally got to our month and nobody's even saying a goddamn word. Watch them, we're going to officially move Gay Pride Month to October as we're kind of in a bind right now. We'll move it to October when all our sports are scheduled to finally open. Maybe. But whiteys, stop with the virtue signaling. Stop with the pandering. Stop pretending you're down with Black Lives Matter. If that was the case, you would have been down when they started during the Obama administration. Most of you act like you just heard of this concept now. And well after the George Floyd saga broke. All right, where was your outrage the first day you heard about this story? It's now over a week later, and you fuckers are still out there protesting and rioting. And yes, I know the difference between protesters and rioters. All right? But let's not pretend that some of those protesters don't hang around and start rioting. All right? They don't just switch fucking groups. It's not like the night shift comes in and completely replaces everybody. No. Some of those motherfuckers hang around and they loot. Don't get it fucking twisted. All right? And there's a bunch of white pussy Antifa fucking fags running around. These skinny little white boys all hooded up so you can't see them. And how convenient that we've asked everybody to wear masks. So good, we can hide our identity in case we get caught on camera. Except a lot of them are taking their masks off. Some of them have their masks under their nose. Some of them have it under their fucking chin. And some don't have one at all. And where's the social distancing? You notice the media is very, very quiet about that. They weren't very quiet about it a few weeks ago. Remember when all those good old boys, all those white crackers got together in Orange County and on the state capital of Michigan? Some of them were toting guns and they were demanding the lockdowns end so they can get the fuck back to work. Remember how much they were ridiculed by the media, by the public, by the politicians, saying they were all going to get the COVID-19s and spread it around? And then remember on Memorial Day weekend, people were shamed for going to the beach or fucking hanging out in the pool and all this stuff. Where's all that fucking outrage now? They don't dare do it now because there's some black folks in that crowd. And we don't want to be considered racist. That's what I'm talking about. You're so fucking petrified of being labeled a racist, you fucking hide from the truth. You hide from reality. Jesus Christ, fucking Memorial Day weekend, you had Karens all over the place snitching to the cops every time they see somebody without a mask. And by the way, I love that fucking video that somebody put out. MSNBC was at Redondo Beach or somewhere down there doing a story about people that aren't social distancing and not wearing masks. And they had their camera pan over to a guy without a mask on. And then the guy says, oh yeah, well, your cameraman don't have a mask on. And yep, we saw his cell phone footage and nope. His cameraman and the producer, whoever, there was another guy standing next to him, also not a mask. And the cameraman and the reporter were not 6 feet apart. They were about maybe 2.5, 3 feet apart. That's what I'm saying. All this stuff was to cover a narrative. Be afraid, wear a mask. Be afraid, wear a mask. We'll tell you to wear a mask. We're not going to fucking wear one, but you better wear one. Well, where's all the outrage now? Where are all the Karens with their phones getting ready to dial 911 and then 1 when they see somebody out without a mask? Lots of people out in them protests without masks and nobody is fucking social distancing. That concept went out the window as soon as all this shit started. So what are you going to do now? Are you going to continue the bullfuck virus narrative? Or is this one more important? It seems like the fucking media and the politicians can only hang on to one narrative at a time. They don't know how to juggle two or more. It's like they need a sub-weapon, you know? They got Link's sword, and that's it. They need the arrow or the bombs. They need something else. So they must be freaking out. It's like, okay, well, we freaked everybody out with the fucking the racism and the riots. But holy shit, people have forgotten about the bullfuck virus. Now what do we do? I mean, it's good that we have these curfews, these nightly curfews in place. Hey! That'll help us a little bit. Yeah, impose curfews on law-abiding citizens. That way the looters and the criminals could go roam around free. Good job. Oh, we're arresting them now. 8 days later. These motherfuckers should have been arrested on day one. The fact that you have these fucking Democratic mayors, governors, and police chiefs approving the riots and the destruction. They say it's to teach Whitey a lesson. Whitey needs to learn, so we need to fucking destroy our own cities. Oh, you don't believe me? Listen to our own fucking governor, Gavin fucking Newsom.
all of those that were assembled here.
Still
assembled
smirking
here
like he always
cameras,
does.
That took the time to reach out and connect, not just with me, to one another.
Fucking puss.
To talk about the state.
Why do we keep electing these pussies?
State
Why?
Of California, but the state of this nation and more broadly the world that we live in. Today's meeting, like so many that I've had, are humbling.
Why are you so out of breath? What was he doing before this?
Anxiety are real. They're raw. And I recognize foundationally and fundamentally that so often people in my position are inadequate to the moment.
You've always been
so
inadequate.
Often
everything
we try to
you do.
Meet the moment with rhetoric. We feign resolve. We
don't say we. Say you.
Assert,
that's what you do.
A new
don't
paradigm,
speak for everybody.
And yet, over and over and over and over again, we hear the names of those whose lives have been lost, have been taken, justice that was never advanced.
How about the names of all the people that were killed during the protests?
They're not
huh?
only being torn asunder.
You're going to tell us those names?
Listened to. And I fear, as I know
fear,
many
your favorite,
Americans
panics fear,
that we could be back in that moment. Every moment when you're in it feels like it's a different moment. Every moment when we're in it, we feel like, well, this time we're going to do things fundamentally differently. Yet over and over and over.
The fuck? He's doing
and
this thing with
again,
his fucking index finger like he like a rapper in the late 80s.
Moment,
yo, 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 yo.
Over
he's waving
again,
his finger in the air.
To rationalize.
And waving it like he just don't care.
And we fail
and he don't.
To materialize and manifest the ideals.
You fail to materialize
so
as a governor.
Assert. And so I come here today,
Commie.
Place of worship, humbled by that past.
Lying in church.
Humbled by the fact.
Why isn't he struck by lightning?
Part of that past.
Oh, yeah, there's no God.
Former county supervisor, as a former mayor, as a former lieutenant governor, as a governor.
Yeah, have you failed at all of those?
The largest state. The question I have to ask myself, the question we have to ask ourselves, are we capable?
No, the question we have to ask ourselves is, who voted for this asshole?
Justice.
I don't know anybody.
To the moments in front of us.
He still has a big, fat, ugly signer. What is it with these fat signers?
Put together a task force.
Why do they all have to be fat
and
ugly?
And promote a few pieces of legislation.
Why do you need them at all? We have closed captioning. We don't need these broads.
Again, program passing is not problem solving. You got to change hearts, minds. You got to change
problem
culture.
Causing. You haven't solved what damn problem?
And we have to own up to some.
No, you
very
own up. You
things.
Own up. You are the fuck
the
up.
The black
not
community
me.
Is not responsible for what's happening in this country right now. We are.
Here we go.
We are.
White guilt.
Our institutions are responsible. We are.
Hear that, Whitey? It's all your fault. All this shit. Your fault.
Let's just call that out.
Because Gavin Newsom said so.
We have a unique responsibility to the black community in this country, and we've been playing lip service about that for generations.
You've been playing lip service. So is he saying that we, as in the politicians, the progressive, liberal, democratic politicians whose state and cities the worst of this has occurred in? Or does he mean we, as in all white people? All white people are responsible for the bullshit going on now. That's right. You, Whitey, you. You, me, we're all responsible. I've never harmed a black person in my life, but hey, I'm responsible. I've dated interracially for many years, long before it became a hashtag of any kind. But hey, I'm a fucking racist. Jesus fucking Christ. Not once has he ever condoned the violence or the looting. No, he just comes out and says, it's white people's fault. You're the reason this is happening. So I'm just going to let it happen to teach you, teach us a lesson. I'm going to learn from it too. I'm Gavin Newsom. Not once does he come up with a plan to quell the violence, keep the protests peaceful. No, this is all white people's fault, and especially Trump's fault. Oh, they couldn't wait to blame Trump on this one, right? It's Trump's fault. He fueled all this racism. It's Trump's fault. This from the left-wing media, who's been fueling this shit for a long fucking time now. Don't get it twisted. If you're sitting there watching CNN and watching little cuck boys like Don Lemon fucking crying in the camera, change the goddamn channel. Do you really enjoy watching that shit? Jeff Zucker, who took over CNN, he has got a serious case of TDS. And he runs his network based on that. And it seems like all of these goddamn Democratic governors and mayors are all saying the same thing, as if there is a narrative to uphold. All blaming Whitey, taking no responsibility, and not condoning the fucking violence. You have fucking police chiefs fucking egging on the riots. Say, we ain't gonna do shit about it. This is what Whitey deserves. That fucking idiot Hispanic police chief in Houston said, we ain't going nowhere. They gonna have to deal with it. You're the fucking police chief, you cuck. And I'm sure tomorrow you're going to go out there and protest for George Floyd's justice some more. Day 9. Meanwhile, no mention of David Dorn. Old black man got shot. Working security at a pawn shop. Hardly a fucking word about it. Why? Because he wasn't killed by a white cop. Black Lives Matter.
Phone number, right? It was my brother. And he called me just crying and bawling and like, they shot and killed Dad. They shot and killed Dad.
It is the call every police family dreads. And it happened to Brian Powell, the son of retired St. Louis Police Captain David Dorn, also a husband, father, and grandfather. The 77-year-old was working security outside Lee's pawn shop
Monday
night.
Jesus Christ, 77, he's still busting his ass. God bless him.
A numbing feeling that came over my body. And, I just like, wow, I just couldn't believe it. I was in total disbelief.
Dorn was a powerful force in law enforcement with more than four decades of experience, first with the city.
They called him Cap. That was Cap. Everybody knew that was him.
And shortly after retirement, he became chief of Moline Acres. His son says Dorn was less about title and more about helping young people. He says the very kind of people responsible for the acts of violence Monday evening.
My dad, he's
he can't
a
help those
soul,
motherfuckers.
So he would have forgiven that person and tried to talk to him because he's real big on trying to talk to youth and mentor young people as well. So he tried to get them on the straight and narrow and everything. The person that pulled the trigger, my message to them would just simply be just step back from what you're doing. Know the real reason that you're protesting. Let's do it in a positive manner. We don't have to go out and loot and do all the other things.
Jasmine Huda, Fox 2 News.
That's it. That's all they give that fucking piece. You know why? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. First of all, he was a cop, and we hate the cops, even though Black Lives Matter. And secondly, it wasn't a white man that shot him, as far as we know. You know, he was in the hood guarding a pawn shop, and some motherfuckers plugged him because he was trying to stop from stealing TV sets. Oh, you don't believe me? Some motherfucker, some black kid live streamed the whole fucking thing. He was dying on the sidewalk. He was still twitching. You could see blood coming out from under his back onto the sidewalk. And you know, I don't know if anybody actually called 911 or anything here. But this motherfucker's trying to get him going.
OG! 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 OG, come on, stay with me, OG! OG, stay with me! Stay with me, OG! Stay with me, OG! Come on, OG! Come on, OG! Come on, OG, stay with me!
You see this Gavin Newsom? You see this Cuomo?
Come on, OG, stay with me!
You see this Jacob Fry, little cuck-ass mayor of Minneapolis?
Come on, OG!
You see this Donald Trump?
Come on, OG!
You fucking see what's going on out there?
TV's called! Over some TVs, man. For real. That's somebody granddaddy cuz. Man, fuck you, nigga.
Some dude yelling at a car. Fuck that old nigga.
What y'all trying to do?
Black Lives
fuck
Matter.
Talking about? Y'all killed this man over some TVs, cuz. Over some TVs, cuz. You hear me? That shit we could get, cuz. Over some TVs, cuz. Stop playing, man. OG, come on, OG. Come on, OG. Come on, there's somebody granddaddy, cuz. Over some TV. Call him, cuz. Over some TVs, cuz. Come on, cuz. Come on, man. We better than this, cuz. Over a TV, cuz. Over a TV. Pop him, cuz. He gone, bro. He gone, bro. Over some TVs, cuz. OG, man. Rest in peace, bro. And nothing but love, bro. You good, bro. It's okay, bro. Just relax, bro. Relax, bro. Relax, bro.
Should I do it over a TV?
Oh, some TV, you was doing the right thing. You was doing the right old thing. He was trying to protect it, but at the same time, it's the wrong. It's too much going on for that OG. Come on, OG. We better than that OG. I think he do work here, man. He work here, man. Over some fucking TVs, man. Over some TV. He lost his life over some TVs, cuz. Over some TVs, cuz. Over some TVs, cuz.
Why isn't the mainstream media playing that? I'll tell you why. Because it doesn't fit the fucking narrative. They have to stick to the script or the whole fucking thing collapses. If they saw that, a little slice of reality there, a black cop, 77 years old, still hustling, and he got shot. He was trying to stop dudes from stealing TVs out of the pawn shop. The little fucking hood kid's making the most sense out of anybody right now. They popped over some TVs, cuz. They popped over some TVs. And all of our so-called leaders, all of them, on both sides, I don't give a fuck what color you are all spectacular fucking failures. All the ones that are egging this shit on, all the ones that are just sitting there blaming Whitey, all the ones that are just turning their backs, all the ones that are going out to play golf, all the ones who are online virtue signaling, get your fucking worthless asses back to work and fucking cut this shit out. This should have been killed after the first night. That fucking cuck mayor and that cuck governor of Minnesota should have fucking called in the National Guard then. This mayor, this Jacob Fry, again, who the fuck voted him into office? How did he get into office? He is the pussiest mayor. He makes Eric Garcetti look like Conan the Barbarian. Listen to this fucking asshole. He's crying on camera, for Christ's sake.
What we've seen over the last 2 days.
Look at this guy. Look at his hair. Looks like a high school dork.
The emotion-ridden conflict.
Reminds me of Bud Bundy.
Last night is the result of so much built-up anger and sadness. Anger and sadness that has been ingrained in our black community, not just because of 5 minutes of horror, but 400 years.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
If you're
going
feeling
back to slavery
that sadness
with this, huh?
And that anger, it's not only understandable, it's right.
It's right to loot the fucking stores and burn the city down.
The
it's right. You are justified. You cuck. You fucking cuck.
While not from lived experience, that sadness must also be understood by our non-black communities.
You mean the media beating it into their heads hasn't worked?
To toss it out,
like you have,
to ignore the values we all claim to have that are all the more important during a time of crisis. I believe in Minneapolis.
They don't believe in you. Here he goes, he's crying.
I love Minneapolis.
It doesn't love you.
And in believing in our city, we must believe that we can be better than we have been.
Speak for your goddamn self. Again, just like Gavin Newsom, speak for your goddamn self. Don't blame Whitey for your failures to lead a city. Listen to this crying fucking bitch. Listen, I understand this is emotional times, but you're the fucking mayor. Your job is to build people up, give them a vote of confidence. You fucking look weak up there crying during a press conference.
I left Minneapolis. I told them you can burn and riot and loot all you want. Just respect me. I understand your pain and suffering for over 400 years. Wait.
What a fucking little bitch. When the fuck is his term up? Vote his ass out, will you please? Stop electing these soy boy pussies. You know, he's still a politician above and beyond, all right? He's still a lying little bitch. He could come off as the most progressive liberal. He's so wonderful. He loves diversity. He's still a politician. They lie. That's all they fucking do. That's their job. Their job is to lie and to follow the narrative, follow the directives from upstairs. Whoever that is controlling upstairs, we're not entirely sure. All right, whoever it is has a lot more fucking money than you do. And you hear what the narrative is. Blame Whitey, blame Whitey, blame Whitey, blame Whitey. It's Whitey's fault, Whitey's fault, Trump's fault, Whitey's fault, Whitey's fault, Trump's fault. So let me get this straight. We want to erase the hate. We want to end racism, yet we have no problem blaming an entire group of people for the act of one fucking asshole cop. Okay. Okay, I see your hypocrisy, and I'll raise you five. Why don't they just be honest? Would it kill them to fucking be honest? The most honest motherfucker was that black kid trying to get the old man to come back to life. They shot him over some TV, cuz. He's the only one that's told the truth about this whole thing so far. Then you have these fucking Instagram influencers, these fucking bitches that just won't go away. I guarantee that's why most of them are out there in the protest, to get fucking social media clout. You know that's why they're out there. TV cameras weren't there, they wouldn't be there. That's why the crowds have got bigger every fucking day. Oh shit, I missed out. I don't have any pictures to post on social media. That's why they drew such a huge crowd in Houston today, because supposedly the brother of George Floyd was there. Oh shit, maybe I could be seen with George Floyd's brother. World star. Is World star even around anymore? Remember, that's what I always used to yell every time somebody would film a street fight. Some motherfucker in the crowd, yeah, world star, because that's the first place they post that. Is that shit even around anymore? I don't know. But yeah, these influencers. There was this chick, and she got nailed. It was down in Santa Monica a day after the fucking riots. And she's taking this picture. She's posing with a drill next to a boarded up window, as if she's doing the work, drilling the fucking boards into the window. And she has this dude, I guess her Instagram boyfriend, fucking snap this picture. And she even gets the fucking poor Mexican dude who's actually doing the work to fucking pose with her. And then later, whoever's taping all this pulls back and you can tell it's all horseshit. And then they get into a Mercedes and take off. It was so ridiculous, even our local news picked up on it.
Okay, there you see the top of the video. She has her Instagram boyfriend, as she refers to him in the video, take a picture of her pretending to board up a business and then drive away in a Mercedes.
There's a lot of bitches doing this, by the way.
Does confirm the identity of her with the power drill in her hand as UC Santa Barbara senior Fiona Moriarty McLaughlin.
Jesus, already
with a
hyphenated
name. As she walked back to the
Mercedes,
she can be heard discussing her Instagram. The video gained traction after it was retweeted by Ava DuVernay, whose retweet was then retweeted by LeBron James.
Well, that's good to know.
Due to backlash, her social media account was made private yesterday, then deleted overnight.
All for the gram.
Busted. I guarantee you a lot of the protesters are out there all for the gram.
Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Hey, could you stand there while I hold the drill and pretend to drill it into the window, senor?
Then she gets into her Mercedes, which is parked in the red zone, and takes off. Probably down to another spot where she could do the same fucking thing. There's a bunch of them bitches out there. Stop falling for this shit.
Look at me, I'm going to take a picture, I'm doing the good.
You know, meanwhile, there's people that really need their fucking cities cleaned up. Why don't you fucking volunteer, put a broom in your hand, then maybe you could take a picture. Maybe actually do something first. You cunt. Holy shit, they protested outside of Garcetti's house today? Well, they should have brought the homeless down there with them and left them there.
Now, more than 1,000 protesters marched to Hancock Park, where they converged outside L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti's mansion. CBS News Tom
Williams.
Loot
that? I would have been okay with it.
What the group was hoping to achieve and what they got.
One thing they should have looted, they didn't.
Defund
the police. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's just have no cops.
Mansion.
Sarah,
while
you
Eric
fuckers
Garcetti
act.
Was working at City Hall, thousands of protesters converged, chanting.
He wasn't even at his fucking house. What the fuck are they doing there then?
As the diverse crowd called,
well, it is safer than downtown LA, I guess.
There were also these poignant moments where an LAPD commander and one of the organizers found common ground.
So the group has been outstanding, cooperative. They've demonstrated as they've needed to, and now they're looking. Now there's a few left.
Nobody could tag his house, huh?
Potentially instigators.
That would get shit done if he tagged his house. He would put a stop to it if he fucked with his shit.
The things in your life you know you deserve is probably because you haven't given the things you know you owe. As protesters spent hours outside the mayoral residence in Hancock Park, Mayor Garcetti held a press conference at City Hall, and his special guest was a 16-year-old boy, Davion Pilgrim, who Garcetti met in Compton earlier in the day. Garcetti wanted
Let's bring the black kid out as a prop.
I was recently stopped by the police, officers, and racially and criminally profiled. I was accused of being associated with the gang.
Garcetti is back there grinning. Really, he's like, yeah, the plan is working. The plan is working. Yeah.
I am a God-fearing young black man.
Pandering.
I'm a president of the youth department at Greater Zion Church in Compton under the leadership of Dr. Michael J.T. Fisher. I love God. That's why I believe in a change and I have hope.
Protesters did leave the scene, and at least from this perspective, it appears everyone is following the curfew in this area. In Hancock Park, I'm Tom Waite, CBS 2 News.
So, you Antifa pussies, you couldn't tag Garcetti's house while you were there? Or didn't even show up to this one? No, he's your buddy. He's a commie, just like you. The fuck out of here. Bringing this, going down to Compton, scooping up some black kid. What the fuck is this scenario? Rolls up in his limo, rolls down the window. Hey, kid, psst, come here. Come here. Want to make $100? Did your mama say to stay away from strangers offering money or candy, getting into strange vehicles with white men? That'd be something you should never fucking do. I guarantee he fucking paid this kid from Compton, right? What the fuck are you doing in Compton, Garcia? It's not even your city. Why don't you go to South Central LA? That is your city. Jesus Christ, out of his jurisdiction, scoop up some random black kids. Look, read this. I'm going to bring you to a press conference. Read this. And I'm going to stand behind you and I'll coach you, okay? Just read this for me. You're president of a church club. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure. Just read that shit, okay? Black lives matter. Especially when they could be used as props for politicians to push an agenda. You fucking scumbag Garcetti. By the way, Mayor Yoga Pants himself was kneeling at one of the protests, one of the many photo ops he did today. Kneeling. There's your leaders, ladies and gentlemen. Kneeling, crying, not doing jack shit. Fuck all of them. Vote all these cocksuckers out of office. All of them. Every goddamn one of them. Start from scratch. And I'm talking about all those bitches that they elected into Congress somehow. Ilhan Omar and AOC and all the rest of those dumb dimwits. Get them the fuck out too. They've been race baiting since day one. Idiots. I don't think I'm going to leave Trump off the hook either. You never badmouth Trump. You always badmouth the Democrats. All right, well, watch me. All right, now, on one hand, Trump gets a lot more shit than he deserves, all right? The fucking liberals have blamed him for every fucking thing since 2016. They've been fucking sore losers ever since, acting like little babies, most likely to the direction of Hillary Clinton since it was her loss. I don't think she's going away. And ever since then, they've got absolutely nothing fucking done. Just wah, Trump, wah, Trump, wah, Trump. And you see the Trump derangement syndrome has spread across the country. Forget the bullfuck virus. The TDS has literally made people insane. All right? Yeah, they hear the word Trump, they get triggered. And even once rational people, once funny people, have resorted to sitting on Twitter and whining about Trump 24/7. It's getting fucking old. All right? Not everything in the world is Trump's fault. Does Trump fuck things up? Yes. Every president has, all right? Let me tell you something how I feel about Donald Trump, all right? This is my official statement. I don't hate Trump, all right? I don't have this weird hatred and obsession with him that everybody else seems to fucking have. I don't give a shit that much. Because I understand, as I mentioned before, the people that run the mainstream media are very anti-Trump and very left. All right? He's never going to get a fair shake. No matter what he does, he could cure cancer and they would still blame him for something. All right? The bullfuck virus is not his fault. The fucking riots and the looting and the police brutality is also not his fault. Those things have been around a long time. All right? What is his fault is his lack of action. That is his fault. He doesn't give a fuck. It shows in his body language, his speech. Well, we're going to send the National Guard. As I tweeted yesterday, nobody gives a shit about your tweets. And again, he doesn't even write them. He has a staff that writes that shit. If he had said after day one of the Minneapolis riots, fuck you, I'm sending the National Guard. You're a bunch of spineless pussies. All right. I would have been fine with that. What was it, day 3, 4, he finally talked about sending the stupid National Guard? That's too late. And for Christ's sakes, why is your son-in-law your senior advisor? Jared Kushner. This little weaselly-looking dude. This is his son-in-law. He's married to Ivanka Trump. And he's Trump's senior advisor. And his father, Charles Kushner, he owned a real estate company, Kushler Companies. He was convicted of fraud. So Jared Kushner took over. Jared Kushner's younger than I am. Jesus Christ. What the fuck am I doing in life? I haven't accomplished dick. I'm going to make a podcast. I'm almost 50 years old. This asshole is the senior advisor to the president. Through nepotism, of course, but still. Look at this guy. Fuck that guy. I do like how he trolls the left at press conferences. He tells the little so-called journalists, little 20-year-old chicks just out of college, sitting there with their gender studies degree or whatever, asking dopey questions. I love how he just shuts that shit down and say, beat it, bitch. See ya. And I like this new White House press secretary, this Kayleigh McEnany, or how the fuck you say her name. Where the fuck did she come from? God damn, what a little powder keg, huh? 32 years old. God damn, these young fucking people. I'm an old fart. I ain't doing shit with my life. She's the goddamn White House press secretary. She's not bad looking either. You know, at least she doesn't have Karen fucking hair like a lot of them do. And she just shuts down the fucking left. I love that shit. I love when the fucking triggered left, they think they're going to bombard her with a bunch of dopey questions. And then she just whips out this paper and says, oh yeah, well, you're full of shit because, and you're full of shit because. I love that shit. I would vote for her for president. Can she run instead of fucking Trump? Here, you want a woman president? Get this one in. Not that old cunt Hillary Clinton. Nobody wants to see her ass.
But she's a Republican, so she's evil.
Believe all women, right? Right? Just like Black Lives Matter, believe all women. You know, unless they're Republican or unless they're accusing Joe Biden of rape. Please, Donald Trump, step down. Let your press secretary run. She's young. She's not senile. You know, she's not some green-haired feminist. She's quick on the draw. Get her on the Republican ticket. God damn it. The Trump experiment is over, all right? It's tired. It's played out. At least he recognized Antifa as a terrorist organization. Great! Now get them in front of a camera, rip their little masks off, and kick their asses. Stop tweeting and start doing. All right? You want to be tough, law and order? Fucking do it! Don't give a shit what the liberal pussies say. That's the least thing you should give a shit about. You don't give a shit about anything else. Give a shit less about that. Well, now that it seems that the riots and the looting and the craziness has started to subside, it's not trendy anymore. Like, okay, we got this out of our systems. Moving on. Are we back to normal now? Have we pretty much officially stamped out the bullfuck virus? Say, well, the thousands of people protesting seem to have proved this false. Oh no, don't think they're giving up on this quite yet.
Panic, fear. Thousands of people taking to the streets and taking a chance amidst a virus that's now killed more than 106,000 Americans.
No shame from the media, of course.
For my people, people of color, people who have
I risk my life.
And I'm willing to risk my health for that.
You're both
risking everybody else's health if you believe the narrative.
You all understand better than anyone the health risks right now of being in large crowds. Does that make you feel uncomfortable when it comes to protesting?
See, they're still not really shaming them.
I try not to be around people who aren't wearing their masks.
When the fucking whiteys were out protesting the COVID lockdowns, look, they're not wearing masks, they're not social distancing.
But health officials warn the
protest could accelerate she's not afraid to die.
Wave of the virus. A new report
out
this week
is where the second wave of the virus comes from. Almost like we saw this coming. I see.
More than face coverings and eye protection. In Minnesota, state health officials are urging protesters to get tested.
But they're not urging them to stop rioting. They're just urging them to get tested. Meanwhile, the place is shut down because of the rioting.
All citywide testing sites are currently shut down.
See?
And it's happening in other cities, too.
Now, experts
here.
Urging demonstrators to use signs and noisemakers rather than chant to prevent the spread of droplets. To keep 6 feet apart.
People want to have their voices heard. That's why they chant.
hoping to keep people safe as they fight for change.
It's not going to stop until we get justice.
Morgan Radford, NBC News, Philadelphia.
So they don't want the protest to stop the spread of the virus. They just want to give them noisemakers and have them clap instead of speak. And the media didn't say jack fucking shit about it until day 8 of the protest. Oh, they might spread the coronavirus. It might make a comeback and then we all have to go back inside. Yeah, where was that at day 1? You know, 50 whiteys get together in Huntington Beach. Oh my God, that's social distancing. They're going to kill us all with the coronavirus. Tens of thousands of people all bunched up on the street. Oh, they're so brave and they're fighting for justice. You see what the narrative is here, right? 100,000 people dead because of the bullfuck virus. Tens of thousands of people may be spreading the disease to demand justice for the death of one man, while ignoring the death of many others in the aftermath. God bless America. Thank you. And on that note, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Hey, you whiteys with the black squares, you know what this is, right? You know what movie it came from, right? I'm sure you have it in your collection. Put down the phone. We all know you don't. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook, God knows why. But seriously, if you still are, come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit, follow that shit, do that shit. Follow me on Instagram, BigAngryPhil. I posted a video last night that I took out in my front yard. A bunch of dopes protesting in their cars, circling the fucking block for some reason. For about a fucking hour, honking their horns. I stand out there and rip on them for a few minutes. Including one Karen that got out of her car to fix her sign that had started coming off the side of her car. Fuck you, Karens. Anyway, check that out on Instagram, Big Angry Phil. Follow me on Twitter, at The Big Angry Phil. SoundCloud, tune in, Big Angry Phil Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the Tom Likas Show, premiumtom.com. And for the love of fuck, listen to and subscribe to the Gary and Dino Show, GaryandDino.com. That's it. I'm out. See ya.
For those of you that are out there protesting, I want you to know you matter. And I want you to know I care. We care.
If you need a better car, go see Cal. He's the greatest one by far. Go see Cal. Give a new car to your wife. She will love you all your life. Go see Cal. Go see Cal. Go see Cal.